Uh-oh, Nicholas. This train is gonna crash into these five people. Should we move the train to go this way, or should we let it go that way? Which way should the train go?
Did you write it?
The fig?
Are we still talking about figs, or are we talking about wasps?
No, like real, like figs.
Oh, okay. I'm getting everything confused. Like, I'm gonna go back home and tell my friends about all the stuff I learned about figs today. And I'm just gonna describe the reproduction process of wasps.
Like, nothing makes sense about this.
Okay.
So the wasp, if it's a male fig, she hatches a bunch of shit eggs in it, and then they hatch into larvae. And then if the wasp climbs into a female fig, she pollinates it but can't lay eggs, so she just dies in it.
Sick.
So luckily for us, the female fig produces an enzyme that digests the wasp completely. So we're eating it.
Wasp?
Yeah. Like a
real wasp.
Yeah.
Like an old crotchety white lady on gin.
No.
Oh, no.
Like a really metal bee.
When I eat a fig.
I can't wrap my head around what we're talking about.
When I eat a fig, I could be eating wasp guts?
It's pretty much wasp guts.
This nature.
The crunchy
nature
bits are crazy. Seeds,
nature
though.
Nature is
so
metal,
worry.
Bro.
It is, dude.
I know. As if,
that's sick.
It's funny. That would have been a perfect segue into that sub, but that's not actually what we're going to talk about.
Oh, no.
You guys follow Nature's Metal.
Yeah, but I honestly can't. Tasty. I can't really.
You can't stomach it.
Stomach it.
You don't like seeing cheetahs with their guts hanging.
Like I can honestly see like humans in any like form of decay.
Right.
But I can't even do like a bird with a broken wing.
Right.
Like I'll start crying.
You can walk into the suicide forest and film a suicide victim
and just totally start giggling and wear like a Yoshi hat. Fucker.
Fucking idiot. All right, so welcome to Did You Reddit, your weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Welcome to 2018.
Woo!
Oh my god. Believe it.
2 + 0 = 2. 2 + 0 + 1 = 3. + 8 = 11. Put those together, you get a triangle.
Holy
Guess
crap.
You're... This year is the year the Illuminati did.
Illuminati confirmed, 2018.
Confirmed. It's happening.
Oh,
end
my
of the world.
God. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff.
Think of that. Everywhere. We're almost in the roaring 20s.
We are almost in the roaring 20s.
I don't know
if we're going to make it, but...
I know. I think we're on the last leg of
humanity?
Of the United States right now, so...
For sure.
I can't wait for the roaring 20s in China.
Woohoo!
Baba Vanga was correct.
Yeah, she was. Oh my God, think of that. Think of that.
I mean,
we talked about Baba Vanga before we even knew Trump was going to be.
Yeah,
that's true.
And... Trump?
God, what? She was right.
He's not a president. Obama was the last American president.
that's true. That is very true.
My other car is a Baba Vanga. I'm going to get that.
My other car is a Baba Vanga.
Wait, we should definitely make those bumper stickers.
I love that.
Two people will get it, and it'll be the best thumbs up you ever got on the
so
highway.
Worth
ever.
It. My other car is Baba Vanga.
We're making those shirts. So a couple things were really quickly before we get into the topic of today, which we actually already screwed up that segue because we were going to talk about Logan Paul and his Suicide Forest romp.
But I think that's fitting because it's 2018 and we've all failed at our resolutions already.
That's true. That's true. I made my resolutions I have 20 deep, man.
What?
Oh, yeah. I have, well, my whole thing, and I suggest everybody does this, because if you're a proactive person and you, your happiness is entirely predicated on the momentum of your own success, which is like me, then this is a really good thing to do. Make resolutions your background photos on your computer.
Oh, wow.
So, because I have a rotating list, and so they're always rotating.
That's a great idea.
And it just constantly is reminding me of my failures.
You can never hide from it.
I know, you can never hide from your own.
That's a great idea.
It works. It's really good. But anyway, so a couple quick things. So this year, we got a big year planned for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
A couple things. We're going to have a website up soon, a new website. I know we had one, and it was... a trash pile, so we're updating it. And we have a Patreon now.
Oh,
and I think it's not technically done as of why we're recording, but when you listen to it, it will be up. So if you want to probably search Did You Reddit on Patreon, or maybe like Patreon patreon.com/
I think on our website we'll have a tab on the top that will say Patreon.
That's another way you
and
can
then,
do it.
And then you'll click there. And we have a version of the site up.
Right.
And it's up and it works. And it's a work in progress. So
WIP.
Yeah, whip, dude.
Whip it. But
and the good thing about, if anybody is like familiar with Patreon, they sent out like an announcement a couple weeks ago about like hiking some fees, and a lot of people quit Patreon, but they went back on it. They're not doing it anymore.
We didn't quit Patreon.
And we didn't do it, and like, honestly, it's the fees aren't a thing anymore, so you can still give us money.
And explain what it is for all of our, you know...
Well, Patreon, so this is actually...
For our elderly listeners.
We had a listener... send us a note, which you can do too at hi@digireddit.com if you would like, or each of our respective usernames at digireddit.com. But we had a user.
Do you mean hi, like let's get high?
Yeah, like legalize weed in California for at least 7 more days until Jeff Sessions decides to criminalize it again.
Jeff Sessions and has all seen one nipple.
Exactly. God. But hi, like hello, hi@digireddit.com. But
nice.
We had somebody hit us up and be like, you should start a Patreon. And I was like, that's a great idea. We'll do it this week. And then it was, 5 months go by or whatever. So we finally got around to doing it, though, over the break. So thank you, whoever that person was, that listener. I don't remember who it was, but shout out to you. We're going to send you a dagger in the mail.
Our lucky you.
Sponsor, TrueSwords.com. And then we're also going to try to get a proper sponsorship from TrueSwords.com, but don't tell them that because we don't want to have
We them. Want them to think it was their idea.
We want them to think it was their idea, and I'm afraid that they're going to send us a preemptive no email. Just from hearing this or from somebody saying you guys should sponsor them, and they're gonna send us an email hi@digireddit.com saying
hey guys stop talking
about this,
which would be so silly because we buy so many swords from
them. Legit buy every Christmas I buy tons of stuff from them, and I get their brochure in the mail that tells me all their deals.
That's so lucky.
And I continue to see their shit and I just go, I don't understand how the economics of swords worked.
Mm-mm.
Because I got boobs here, you haven't seen it yet, but I got you a mystery sword from their anime pack.
Whoa.
Oh, I could not. That's my favorite category. Anime swords.
Anime swords, your favorite category?
Like the cosplay swords.
Yeah. So it's a fucking, I opened it and I like picked it up.
Oh my God.
Like I was going to do like a one hand in the sky, and it was like too heavy. Like I couldn't pick it. I like had to go two hands.
Here's the thing. This is so good. There's going to be a nuclear apocalypse soon. Guns aren't going to work because we'll run out of all the bullets.
Right.
You need to stock up on swords.
That's right.
And you know, knives.
They made swords. Swords are open carry now in Texas. You guys saw that, right?
Yes.
I posted it on the Facebook page.
I know.
That might
I'm
be the
so
happy medium to this all, right?
Is
sword fighting.
Exactly.
And again, just a disclaimer, when we give you a sword, you're not allowed to, stab anybody in your family with it or anybody. It has to be.
Yeah.
Not allowed. Just protect your family with
legal,
it if you need
basic
it.
Basic legal disclaimers. Don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
Right. And there are a lot of swords on True Swords that you actually can't get shipped to certain states because they're legitimate weapons.
Which I think is very, very cool about TrueSwords.com. They know what they're allowed to send.
Well, I think the government knows what they're allowed to send to people. I think if they had their way about them, they would send the mace that I always try to get.
Oh, man.
When you graduated from Chicago Law School. Where are you working, Glenn? I got this great general counsel gig at this new company called TrueSwords.com where I'll tell people where they can or cannot.
Where I work in the distribution center and I send mugs to people.
Yeah.
I just finished watching Goliath again for the second time over Christmas because I was sitting around a lot.
Right.
And man, lawyers, real jerks,
crazy shit.
Totally.
But I like that general counsel guy. I'm general counsel for
Goliath?
A big company.
It's a Billy Bob Thornton show. Anyway, that's not all we're here to talk about.
No.
So we got the Patreon thing going. There's going to be some really sick ass shit that you get if you give us cash for that. And if it goes without saying, but this we do this out of the kindness of our flipping hearts, So if you feel like giving us some cash. Or if you want to support us in the other ways that you can support the podcast by telling your friends and rating us and liking our Facebook page and all that cool stuff, that really helps and is going to help us grow this thing. But we're going to have a merch line that you can purchase stuff from. Probably all the merch, all the pieces of merch are going to just be, about Casey Knight, Hofa Show, who continues to send us loving emails.
He's just the best.
He's the friggin' best, dude. He's the friggin' best. But anyway, all right, so we were briefly talking about Logan Paul when we opened this episode, which I think the whole internet has been talking about. I think quite literally, particularly in the YouTube community, because Logan and Jake Paul, we've briefly discussed them before because I think when we were going through our hot and heavy H3 phase,
yes.
they were covering him and his antics pretty well, mostly Jake more than Logan. And they actually just released something, oddly enough, right before this whole Suicide Forest thing happened, that was about how, did you see this, about how Jake and Logan have this predatory merch scheme?
No.
Where they're releasing these music videos that are just like, buy our merch, buy our merch, and that's the whole song. And it's like, you know, all their fans are 10-year-olds, right?
Yeah, so, they love it.
Right.
They
so
don't
it's
understand.
Like, they don't understand how
the concept
this kind
of
works,
like,
how an ad works.
Jesus.
Is it more honest than a Legos commercial that's like, you know, we're cool and we love everybody, but like secretly buy our merch. But they're just being like, buy our merch.
I think
I don't
it's
know. They're
well,
just getting
that's,
to the point.
It's an interesting topic, given our subject for today.
That's so true.
But I think that because they don't claim to be a brand in the same way that Legos does, it's a little more skeezy because they're kind of going like, hey, when you support us, you're just supporting us because you're a fan, as compared to like, buy our
like,
shit or else you're not involved or not included.
Yeah,
you're not a real fan unless you buy stuff.
Plus, not a lot of playtime out of a t-shirt.
Yeah.
No.
And yeah. I think, too, the fact that they're, like you said, their audience is mainly like 12 to 13-year-olds.
Right.
It's like they're totally taking advantage of how mindless that age group is.
It's a skis thing. But the reason I brought that up initially is because the talk of the town / the internet this past week was Logan Paul's Suicide Forest romp.
Yeah.
Which...
Oh, yeah.
He's just had enough.
Dude, this guy... I mean, the thing about... It's tough, man, because what he did was shitty and abominable, but, you know... Our president's a reality TV star.
It's like, sorry,
I just
guys,
don't
look
know.
In the mirror.
Yeah, I know. I just don't know if we're allowed to get mad at people anymore.
That's a really good point. Like, who are we to say anything?
I know.
Like, I know it's not we individually, but we collectively. Like, the moral outrage is kind of funny.
Right.
We elected Donald Trump, reality TV show host,
have,
to be the president of our country.
We just have insane selective outrage.
Yeah.
And it's so bad. And what he did was gross, but it was just, it's one of those things where it's like, it's not the first time someone has documented the Suicide Forest in probably in a very distasteful way. I think that his whole thing is that he appeals to young audiences.
Totally.
I think there are a lot of these people who, like, suicide is, we also joke about suicide a lot. Because you... will eventually commit suicide.
Yes,
so.
And here's the thing. Like, and I actually say that seriously. Like, okay. I don't want anybody to call, like, welfare on me or anything like that. But suicide is very serious. If you're depressed, please call someone, talk to someone. But philosophically, I think I would like to live in the Netherlands so that I could kill myself when I turn, like, 70 and I'm not having a good time anymore.
That's true. That's fair.
So anyway, that's kind of... Or if I'm in a terrifying situation and I need to kill myself.
Yeah. Or you're in a medium to low-grade dangerous situation.
The feds are coming in.
Right.
You got to get out of the papers.
Or there's, like, a tarantula in my room.
Yeah.
Like, either one.
One of those.
Daddy Long Legs moving very quickly.
Yeah. The Amazon delivery guy knocks on your door at 6 p.m., you're like, this is out of the traditional business hours.
6 p.m.
Sounds dangerous.
Let me grab my sword.
Let me kill myself.
And kill myself.
Yeah. Mm. I think, but no, in all seriousness, suicide is a bad move for anybody in general, or at least it almost falls in the same camp as abortion for me when you talk about the Netherlands thing, where it's like, I do agree that people should have the opportunity to if they really, really need to.
Yeah.
Like, if you have really bad cancer and you're going to die anyway and you're just like, I just want to get this shit over with.
Yeah.
Right? But it shouldn't be taken lightly regardless.
Exactly.
Right? And for people like in the Logan Paul situation where it's just like, oh, shit, that guy killed himself. Holy shit. And
look at his hands. They're black.
Totally. Like, he was insensitive, but he was also just being a fucking...
idiot 20-year-old.
He was just being an idiot 20-year-old. But,
yeah.
But, it, you know... That guy the guy who was dead did not deserve to be found by a YouTube star wearing a Yoshi hoodie.
Yeah, what a, I mean, you never think that's going to happen when you kill yourself.
No.
No.
And that was
on the list of things to gamble on.
Our buddy Versace Tamagotchi, one of his tweets was going around.
I saw that.
Which is basically like, can you imagine being a ghost and killing yourself and then seeing that?
Oh my God.
That was the thing that you witnessed when you killed yourself.
Jesus.
That was obviously paraphrased badly, but anyway, you get the idea. But the reason we're using that as a segue is because today, because of that, partially, to start off our new year, 2018, and I guess the new, whatever, maybe you can call this a new season of DigiReddit, we want to talk about moral dilemmas.
Season two?
That means that our first season was like 62 episodes long, which
that.
Is probably not true.
Oh, we do long seasons.
Yeah, that's true.
We should just arbitrarily change the seasons. Like 62 for season one, maybe season two will be like 12.
I hope it's not
season three starts.
That's true. Okay, that's true.
Sword and Scale does it because they prepare a lot.
Yeah.
Different
kind of stuff. Like, you know, if
different strokes, man. Come
different
on.
Strokes for different blokes.
Oh. Hey,
right?
Nice. That's a new turn of phrase.
I know.
Dang,
I just came up with it.
Bloke, new cool. word in 2018.
Bloke.
I would love it.
Really great.
If bloke was the dictionary.com word of the year for 2018.
We're calling it here.
Everyone in the UK is like, "Are you fucking kidding?" Cool.
It's our word, you idiots.
I think this year it was fake news was the word.
Yep.
It would be so great if like next year was something really really mundane like oats. Oats are the word of 2018.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
moral dilemmas. I think the word's going to be Bitcoin.
Bitcoin will probably will be the word. But all right, so moral dilemmas. So this sub r/moral dilemmas, and that's
what would you do
for people like me. There's two M's in dilemma. Didn't realize
one
that.
L.
No,
one L.
Not.
One L. DILEMMAS. Del Boobs, do you want to read the facts? Go down the deets?
Yes, I do. Okay, so moral dilemmas.
It's dilemma. Yeah.
Like earlier, before we started recording, Dad pointed out there are probably a lot of subs that kind of cover this, but this one specifically is fairly small. It's about 3,307 readers, two of which are here now, which I'm pretty sure is wrong because I think three of us are here.
It says five are here right now for me.
Right.
So
here we discuss
mine
moral
says six,
dilemmas.
So just to make
six.
It different. Yeah. Hey.
Okay. All We've right. got some friends happening. Okay. So we discuss moral dilemmas of any kind. Users can post dilemmas that they've heard or read before or make up their own, and others will comment about what they would do or what they make of the dilemma. So perhaps you want to post a non-hypothetical dilemma that's actually happening in your life. There could be a more suitable subreddit for that, but at the moment, there aren't any rules against that. So go ahead and tag it with personal to separate it from the other hypothetical posts. But everything's allowed. So if you're like, ugh, like my mom took away my computer, should I either listen to her or kill myself? Like,
right.
I guess you could tag yourself, take it as personal and like get people's opinions. But for the most part, these are hypotheticals that are meant to make you think about what you would do in a situation, like what would be the moral thing to do.
Right.
Or a moral decision.
And I think it also is, it baked heavily. It discusses
thoroughly.
Words. Very difficult. The kind of bigger philosophical theorems and thoughts from kind of past philosophical schools.
Yeah.
So I think there was one I was kind of trying to get into yesterday. There was a website, and I'll track this website down and talk about it at some point here, but it just kind of went through classic philosophical moral dilemmas so you could gauge where you are philosophically in the moral spectrum, right?
That's awesome.
So it's interesting for that reason.
I would need a quarterback wristband or like a checklist in my back pocket for what I answered to.
Oh, yeah.
I could give you an answer now, but in a week, if you ask me the same question, I might give you another answer. And so I almost need that memento tattoo situation going on where
I'm against this.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is my beliefs are wishy-washy.
How do you stand remember that?
I can't remember anything.
Well, it's funny you say that because when I was taking these tests last night, and the site, by the way, is philosophy.
I find it
philosophyexperiments.com. Philosophyexperiments.com is the site.
Yeah.
But it was, I was going through the kind of tests, and it was kind of like Would you do this or would you do this? Would you do this or would you do this? And then by the time it was like, all right, so here are some situations based on your belief system. And then it was like, you know, what you said earlier, it doesn't match what you're saying now. So,
ooh.
Yeah, so I was kind of the same boat.
Damn. So I tend to put you on blast.
I tend to be able to like be on both sides of the coin at the same time. I have trouble making some of these because I'm like, oh, I get it from this side.
Totally.
And I get it from this side. And I don't know if there's one right answer. I think it's like a little of this and a little of that. And then situations are like situationally dependent.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. So this also,
it's really hard to be. That's why I have trouble with politics and like picking these sides. I'm like, ugh.
Also kind of assumes moral. Moral, I guess, objectivity or even like moral, what would you call it? Like, definitiveness, maybe?
Yeah, like does right and does wrong exist?
Yeah, like one of the examples that it presented in the test, so it was about, it was should you kill the fat man was the philosoph or the moral question.
Ooh.
And it was kind of all about triage, right? And I'll see if I can read this without having to go too deep into it. If not, I can just paraphrase. But it was, yeah, so I don't want to preface this, but it was, so one of them was a basic triage question where I think it was like, if you're in a train and if you go one direction, it kills five, if you go one direction, it kills one. But I think the way it always does it is if you don't do anything, it kills five.
Everybody. Yeah.
If you act and you steer it, you kill one. Right.
I see.
So it's a complicated question because I think for some people you go, well, I don't believe in killing, period.
Right.
And then
either way,
is your inaction actually action in that case?
Yeah.
But then the second one was even more interesting when it talked about killing the fat man, because it was it was a similar situation where if you you can push this fat man, directly push him off a ledge, I think, and it will, I think it was like it will block a path or something that would prevent killing five people,
mm-hmm.
but if you do nothing, then five
that
people
wasn't
are
a fart,
killed,
by the way.
Right?
I'm sorry,
okay,
my shoe made a noise.
It's cool if you do though. It's
I feel like there's always
it's 2018 is a year of
sorry to interrupt
flatulent egalitarianism, but that was an interesting point because it was there's the idea of action,
yeah,
and kind of like pushing somebody to their death. Even if you kill five people or if you save five people in the process, is still like murder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you're still killing somebody.
You're still, yeah. And it makes you question what responsibility is. Because,
yeah, exactly.
Like obviously if you murder one person, like you are responsible for their death. But if you choose not to act and five people end up being killed, are you responsible for their deaths? Like,
If we're like, we're in the old West and, you know, Marie, she's got gangrene on her foot.
Right.
And she probably won't make it.
Oh, Marie.
And you're dragging dead weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Plus, she's a complainer.
Do you take her out behind the scrub?
shoot her in the head?
Shoot her in the head.
Yeah.
And then save your, you know, your caravan.
Right.
So you have a better chance of surviving. I mean, this is in every movie ever.
Well, I think
like, let's just kill her. They're dead weight. Revenant, right? They're like, let's just leave him behind. And he's like, we can't leave him behind.
That's good meat. Right.
That's good meat.
That's good meat.
He's one of us. And so then, in reality, that's kind of what was interesting about the Revenant movie was Tom Hardy is the bad guy in the movie.
Right.
But in reality, he's just being practical, I think, in a lot of ways. Because what's good for the group? What's the survival?
Mm-hmm.
And
That
tends to be how we work, is what's good for the group.
Yeah.
People don't necessarily...
Totally.
Everyone says they wouldn't do that, but I bet in reality they would, right?
Yeah, and I bet it's easy to say, like, I would never do that, but I bet when you're faced with it, it's a lot harder to make that decision.
Yeah.
Because if you're looking at, like...
Sleep with Leo and let's just leave him.
Yeah.
There's good meat on that boy. We're not leaving him.
I think this is one of the top posts on moral dilemmas.
Ooh,
and
spicy.
I think it gets at that pretty well.
Triage? The concept of triage?
This one's the one. It says, would you kill 999,999 people with your bayonet or 1,000,000 with a button to press and drop a nuclear bomb on them?
Well, that's the nuclear bomb question. It's like hypothetically dropping the nuclear bomb killed whatever it killed, 80,000 people or something.
Yeah.
Innocent, a lot of innocent people. But if we stayed in the war, we would have killed... Now, 500,000 people
more
would have died.
Right.
In, like, vicious war, money, all this stuff. So everyone's like, I would never drop a nuclear bomb. You're like, well, you can, it actually, it could be more humane in a way, and it's, right. and it's an interesting debate.
Yeah, but that's, man. Heard,
and this one,
it sounds,
this,
but you have to pick.
Well, yeah. but you, I mean, you
again,
have to
back
pick,
to your inaction
you
action.
Pick.
Yeah, like, but if you do nothing, you're going to keep bleeding yeah. this war out, and you're going to keep sending kids over to this place.
Right.
And money and fuel.
Man, it's, but the, I mean, the reason
the
I
Japanese
kind of
were
said,
never
going
to give up.
That's true. They were kamikazes, dude. Kamikaze
They're
is
like,
a crazy concept.
You literally have to
suicide
drop a
bombing.
Bomb on us.
I mean, the thing that is, and I'm sorry to cut you off, Boobs. I think I want to hear more about that one. But the thing that I think when it comes to these philosophical moral.
Quit John Bobbitting mice.
John Bobbitting.
What's
these
oh,
John,
shit.
These John Bobbitting. These moral philosophical questions is the reason I get hung up on them, and I think I seem a little wishy-washy sometimes, is because the ripple effects of the action are profound.
Yeah.
And I think that there's, I don't believe in moral objectivity. So it's like, it's just one of those things where, okay, cool. The nuclear bomb thing, right? Now, yes, dropping the nuclear bomb, you know, absolutely probably stopped the war. But ever since, the nuclear bomb has been like the only thing people think and talk about.
True.
Right? So is that ripple effect
worth it?
That's kind of where, and that there's no answer to that because that's just like hypothetical and speculative.
Totally.
But it makes it really interesting because all of a sudden it does become a thing.
Every
where it's like,
military conflict you're in is sort of predicated on the previous one you tried to stop.
Totally,
and it's like a ripple. And
totally.
Syria's, you know, a ripple from whatever else.
Right.
And
but this is also why I'm completely paralyzed when I go to the grocery store. So. Like I cannot make these kind of decisions.
I've definitely walked in and not bought anything.
Yeah, I do that every once in a while. I just go, wait, but that granola is 2 cents more, but it has 3 grams of fiber more. I can't do this. I gotta go. I can't do
no
this.
Granola.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just gonna get overnight oats.
Yeah, exactly.
Oats, the word of the year.
Oats, the word of 2018.
I think this will be an interesting one to go through because I tend to be a very black and white person.
Cool.
Like I when I think about moral objectivity, I like to think that doesn't exist. But then when I read these things, I pretty much know what I think. Like,
yeah.
And not what I think everyone should do, but I know what I would do.
Right.
Like, in this case, this is like an interesting one because usually these moral, or not usually, but
I'm a game time kind of a guy.
It just depends, you know, on the other elements.
Shit, I don't know. You keep going.
So this one's like, a lot of these are, if you do something, fewer people will die.
Right.
But in this case, it's more like, if you press a nuclear bomb, more people will die, but it'll be painless.
Right. Mm.
Hypothetically.
Suffering.
Yeah.
And if you use your bayonet, you save lives. You can save a life. But you're causing so much more suffering by stabbing as a means of killing.
Right.
So it's like, what's the right thing to do? And you have to like weigh what is more important, the value of one life or 999,999 people suffering. And it's like, I mean, technically you could kill someone quickly with a bayonet, but I think the point is like nuclear, the bomb drop, I think the concept there is that it would be a surprise. You know, no one would see it coming. It would be painless, but you would kill an extra person.
Right. That's.
I think I'd do that one, honestly.
I mean, I think, well,
I think the suffering of more people and like dying painfully is worse than.
Yeah, I agree.
One more
I mean,
person.
this is again where it gets to this, but.
I know.
Because I think the other thing with these is you never know all the. Every detail of the scenario that's presented, right? So in my mind, I go, cool, are we talking like 999,999 people with bayonets and just one clean swipe? Or like one guy going around who's just like a fucking truck and just bayonets all these people and is like the greatest fighter of all time? Because that introduces the concept of fear too, which I think in itself is traumatizing and it's horrifying and whatever. Because if it's like, all right, well, everybody dies by bayonet at once, and you're just kind of like, stab, gets them in the fucking lethal blow at once thing, and everybody's out, I'd be like, okay, that introduces a different question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I love Reddit so much. So, this is the top comment on the one we're talking about right now. The first one looks like a better workout, but I'm pretty busy these days, so I'd have to settle with the second one.
Oh, God.
It's just like dumbs down.
I'm pretty busy, so
I guess the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going through all those people with a bayonet, it's going to take fucking weeks,
take a long
months,
time.
Years.
And then the
other
thing, too, is like, are these people putting up a fight, too? Because then that introduces an interesting philosophical question. So I think I almost always default to not enough information for me to make my decision.
You're like, can't do it.
Yeah. We're like, what brand of fiber, though? Is every fiber the same? I don't understand. So, oats. Word
oats,
of the year.
Oats, guys.
2018.
Buy your oats.
Buy your oats. All right. So, and the next comment, actually, the next highest comment down, best comment, rather, button, but I would make myself the 1,000,000th person. There isn't an extra life, isn't an extra loss of innocent life. My mental state won't matter because I'll be dead, but I'll also have to go through the grueling process of the bayonet method. Plus, if I had to kill 999,999 other people, regardless, I probably don't deserve to live anymore. See, and that's kind of that's again introducing these interesting things where it's like, okay, so if I'm going to be dead, but also you think about these people with Vietnam where it's like, you know, so if I'm a general. And I'm like, I go, cool, all right, we're sending these people off to die, or we're like, I'm going to command the drop of the bomb.
Yeah.
That's very different than the guy who, like, watches the bullet go through 10 Viet Cong heads.
Right.
And comes back home, like, shaken for life, right? Even though he killed less people, it's still the trauma of the act of being there, you know, so
being closer and seeing it. And
yeah,
that's true. Cause pressing a button is so much less personal. Like
totally.
So yeah.
This is an interesting Reddit post. Ooh, I like it.
Ooh, what?
Every time you shake hands with someone, you take a day from their life and add a day to yours. What do you do?
Ooh.
You only know about this. It's in your pocket.
Damn.
If you don't shake hands, you're going to be seen as a dick.
Right.
I'd be like, I'm like Howie Mandel.
I have this power. I shake her hand. I take a...
I'm a germaphobe. Yeah. Sorry. I know. It's my problem.
Okay, fine. You're young. You're going to live forever right now. What if you're 69? 69?
Woo! Oh, yeah.
What if you're 420 years
what
old?
What if you're 420 years old?
Oh, yeah, man.
And it's the 69th day of the month. And your birthday's on 187, bro.
Oh, my God.
Kill a cop. Kill a cop.
I think that's the code for it.
Is it really?
There's that movie 187 with Samuel L. Jackson.
January.
It's like I think that's code for like cop killer.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I just remember like it was in rap songs a lot.
Cool. Nice.
187.
Holy shit.
I made you a hardcore. So,
I know.
Do
it's like,
you... Do you...
you're closer to death.
When you're closer to death, obviously this question might become more of a difficult question to answer.
Right.
But you could also maybe, or when you're 25 or 30, you could go shake, let's say 365 days in a year, right? So you could say, I'm going to shake for the next 5 years, two person's hands a month. That buys me like however many days or whatever. Let's bump it up. Let's bump ourselves 10 extra years.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
And then factor in the science part of it where we're going to assume science is going to be leaps and bounds ahead, where a 90-year-old now is potentially going to be like the new 40.
Right.
So you're kind of going like, shit, I want to see like where this rocket travel is going to go. And you know what? I'm just going to shake hands for people that are kind of looks like losers. Like that guy wasn't doing much anyway.
That's interesting. Like,
and so I'm already justifying saying to it because I'm going to pick people with maybe some illnesses or like that are overweight, who smoke, who drink too much. There's so many homeless people in LA. Like, let's just go shake their hands.
Shake some hands.
That's going to sound insensitive, but
that brings up a really interesting morality question though. Cause it's like, what gives you the right to make the call of who deserves to live and die?
Well, it's cause I'm God.
I see. Okay.
I'm God. I mean,
it's personal. It's all personal judgment.
Yeah. That is a fascinating philosophical dilemma.
I don't think I would do it.
We can think about it today when you're walking around. That's all I'm gonna be doing is being like, would I take a day?
Well, I will.
If somebody
this is
cut
what
you
I'll
off
say.
And like at Starbucks, you'd be like,
hey dude,
hey,
let me
man,
shake
what's
your
name?
Hand. Let me shake your hand. Come here.
Give me a shake your hand. Shake your hand.
And just keep shaking their hand over and over again.
Treat some of the Some of the comments go to a lot of political events.
That's smart.
Yeah. Well, you could go to, if you're a staunch Democrat, you can go to a Trump rally with a Make America Great hat on again and just
and be like, I love you guys.
And just take people down.
Damn.
I mean, that's fucked, but how many, you know,
how many petty people are there?
How many vegetarians would love
but
that?
But here's the interesting thing that so this is another thing I was thinking of last night when I was researching, kind of taking some of these philosophical tests or philosophy experiments. Morality, you can recognize that something is not moral and still do it, right? It doesn't mean that you don't have to do it. So it's like the recognition of it being immoral. We do immoral shit all the time knowing that it's immoral, right? That's like part of being a person, you know?
Yeah.
And nobody's perfect, and I think and because moral relativity, it's my idea of moral may not be the masses' idea of moral. So even if I recognize that something is immoral, I think you can still act immorally but fit into society, and it just kind of is a thing you have to do. So it's like
it's interesting. And the bigger the society, like we live in a large city with almost no community,
right?
And if you can kind of get around here and just be a totally moral asshole, and you see it every day in traffic, people just throw their garbage everywhere, and they whatever shit on the street, like you couldn't get away with that in a small town because people would call you out and be like, hey Jim, you're shitting everywhere, and like you're littering.
Jim, hey, good to see you, how's your daughter's recital? By the way, I saw you shit in the sidewalk. So and
you've been doing that a lot.
That would get the kibosh pretty quick in a,
it's so true
in LA, like you never really interact with people,
right?
So you can get away with more. And so you kind of see, like, without restrictions, how crappy people can be.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, there's an element
so depressing.
I love economics. I studied economics in school, and part of the reason I studied economics to begin with
to get into Bitcoin
is because of opportunity costs, right? And the whole idea of opportunity costs, I just find very interesting. So, I think with the
what's an example of that? Costs is you want to get into music, you live in Ohio. If you don't move to LA, you're missing a huge opportunity cost because there's an industry or something like that.
Opportunity cost. So with the handshaking examples, it would be like me shaking a hand of me with that power and the knowledge of doing that. Let's say I meet my girlfriend's dad for the first time, right? The opportunity cost of not shaking his hand is the relationship, like the first impression relationship that I might have with somebody that I need to have a really good first impression relationship, right? That's the cost of not shaking his hand, right?
But what's your technique? Could you just be like, I'm a hugger?
Not
with girlfriend's dad.
Strange, but
maybe if you just look at him really earnestly, he'll be like, God, that's lovable.
Right.
Thanks,
or you'd be like, I'm
a
hugger.
That's such a risk.
Because if I shake your hand, I'm going to take a day off your life. And he'd be like, get the fuck out of my house. Who's this guy?
You're insane.
Yeah. I'm an elven wizard.
Yeah. Well, but that's so... It introduces this idea, again, where it's like you might know that it's immoral, but it might have to pay for itself in a different way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, where it becomes a thing where you go, maybe it does become a thing where you go, I'm going to do this because it matters to my girlfriend, and that might be worth one day.
Yeah.
Right?
And it might mean having a great relationship with this person.
Like, and that's kind of, you get into some interesting questions, right?
Yeah.
I think are hard to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
And I think, too, like, the fact that it's moral dilemmas, like, dilemma implies that there are two or more choices, and there you have to choose. So it's like, I think what's interesting, it's more or less like, what is the more moral decision out of these two? Not necessarily like what's right and what's wrong,
because
almost like both of the choices in a lot of ways are wrong to some degree, and you kind of have to just decide what you think is less wrong.
Yeah. Well, what is, you know, like, what is more moral is such an interesting idea. Because
that's what it gets to. But, it's like, how do you classify morality? Like, first question, suffering or death?
Totally.
But there's no right answer.
There is no right. I mean, that I think is what makes this sub fascinating. I mean, I think this whole experiment of asking these kind of questions fascinating is there isn't a right answer.
Because it's just one person's right answer.
It's one person's, but it's not even, I don't even think their right answer usually. I think it's just their answer, right? And
yeah.
I think that it really isn't about right or wrong. And I think this is even macrocosmically a much bigger issue with our world right now mm-hmm. in general, is I think, particularly when you look at religious groups, and I think as it pertains to politics, and then also on like the social justice warrior far left,
yeah.
where there's an idea of objective morality that has fixated itself on everybody's minds, where it's like abortion is immoral, it's wrong, it should be illegal.
Yeah.
It'd be like, well, it might be immoral, but wrong isn't really, it doesn't even factor into it.
Yeah.
Right? It might be immoral, but that doesn't mean that it should be illegal. It, like, there are too many steps in that process.
That's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's even like, well, transgender bathrooms, they should be able to do it. Like, it's immoral to not let them. It might be immoral to not let them do that, but that doesn't mean that it's right for it to be the action that you're suggesting for it to be.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, and because there's so many situational variables. And I think people's desire to turn moral subjectivity mm-hmm. into actionable laws is difficult.
It's so difficult. I think that brings up a really good point. One of these is something that I have a really hard time deciding what I feel about it. It's gender equality and abortion.
Right.
So this is like super duper hot.
You're for it.
Topic. No, but like, yeah, pro abortion, not
pro
choice.
Abortion.
No, but it's like, because it takes a male and a female to reproduce, should both parents be required to consent to an abortion?
Right.
And it's like, that I think is a great example of that
question.
Because
yeah.
like, you think morally, it's like, God, like it's the man's child just as much as it's the mother's child. But at the same time, it's like,
especially
you can't...
when they come knocking for that money. I'm talking about alimony.
18 years, y'all.
Alimony.
But
it's kind of interesting, actually. Like, once the baby's born, the dude is on the fucking hook.
Yeah.
But until then, it's like, I don't want anything to do with you unless I want to. And it's like, well,
yeah. And
which is it? Like, are we in or we out?
That's why it's so complicated.
We just want our money.
I know.
Do you want our alimony?
You guys can't see it because this is not a visual pod, but
he's wailing his fingers.
Frida over here is making a very strange, disconnected movement with his fingers that has nothing to do with alimony.
Alimony!
And we're not entirely sure what it means, which is why you keep looking at it.
Picture gold coming out of my wiggling fingers.
There you go.
Yeah. And it'd be
it's really interesting because it's like, and if you have to kind of think about it in like a vacuum, because
right.
obviously if like this woman is raped or if the guy took off his condom and didn't tell someone. Like, you
classic.
Then it's like, okay, dude,
right.
like, you tricked someone. But if everybody knows the consequences of getting pregnant, good trick, you little goofball. You're on the hook for 18 years. But it felt better, right? Okay, so it's like, it's a hard one because in a vacuum, if everybody knows what they're consenting to and what the risks are, you know, like, but at the same time, you can't be objective in this case because it's a woman's body that's going
exactly.
to have to carry it. So it's
right.
like, I don't know what
the
right answer is.
It's complicated. Yeah. I mean, it's,
but they're carrying my sperm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's mine. I want it back.
I mean, yeah.
This is an interesting
comment. That's a tough one. Yeah.
So this is what this person says. Here's how it should go. If the man wants the baby and the woman doesn't, she is allowed to get an abortion.
Dang.
On the flip side, if the woman wants the baby and the man doesn't, he's allowed to sign a legally binding abdication agreement and be exempt from child support as well as any and all parental rights.
Wait, say that again?
So if the man is like, I don't want you to get an abortion. That's my baby, too. She still gets to have an abortion because it's her body.
Right.
But on the flip side, if she wants to keep the baby and he's like, no, I want to abort it. She's like, well, you can't because it's my body. Then he gets to sign a legally binding agreement that says, fine, if you're making the decision to keep it, then I am exempt from any child support
that's
and parental
true.
Rights.
That is not true.
No, it's not true. But I mean, this would be like, this is how this guy thinks it should
be. I thought you were saying that's how it is.
Oh.
I was like,
no.
Is that how it is?
Why doesn't everybody do that?
Would be out of business.
Everyone should be doing that.
I think, I mean, that,
sorry.
That for me on a gut instinct sounds correct.
Me too. Because it's still morally interesting because I even think about this when I see how much money I could get for giving my eggs away.
Right.
Like, I could seriously, I could get a Corvette.
You could
a
buy,
1992
you could buy
Corvette.
Six Bitcoin with that egg money.
But the idea of having like, my DNA out and about in the world is bothersome to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, that's where this vacuum, that look, when you introduce it in a vacuum, again, it's cool, it makes sense or whatever, but yeah. Then have you guys seen We Need to Talk About Kevin? That
no.
movie?
Oh, no, I have not.
Awesome movie. It is. It's so dark, but it's so good.
Depressing, yeah.
Super depressing, but it's a fantastic movie. But, you know, with I don't want to plot blow it for you guys, but it's about a kid who's troubled, and, you know, I think a lot of people know what the story is about, yeah. Which doesn't truly describe what the story is. But the reason I bring that up, though, is like, all right, cool, so your DNA is out there. We know how the world works, right? We know the news cycle. We know the way that people prey on information. Let's say your kid becomes he shoots up a school, and you've abdicated your rights to that kid. He is not your kid, but they're like, well, whose kid is this? Be like, it's that woman, and her dad is, or his dad is, let us look it up on the internet, yeah. Blah, 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 that guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be like, it's not my, I mean, it's my kid, but it's not my kid. I yeah. like to abdicate rights. Be like, he just shot up a school. That's your fucking gene pool.
Yeah.
That is your kid.
And
you know that would happen, right?
Yeah.
At the very least, people would try to make it.
Are you suggesting we kill the parents of people who shoot up?
No.
Should we end their genetic lineage?
No, no. I mean, well, that's
it's more
different.
Like you, like, even if you abdicate your rights, right. Like, you
it doesn't
still have
abdicate
a responsibility.
The existence of that person.
Do you guys love golden retrievers?
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Everybody does. Because they're great. Okay. Now, a lot of dogs had to die to get to a golden retriever. I'm just saying, if you want better humans, we're going to take out the shitty ones.
Yeah.
Now, we just take anybody who's genetically connected.
That's a great dilemma.
You know what? And that in itself
is that called
a fascinating.
Eugenics or,
that's called eugenics, I think, right?
I mean, I think so. I think the
or
Swedes,
is eugenics the. Is that a fat loss pill?
No, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's both. It's a Swedish genetic choline, but it's also a fat loss pill. It's a great way to freeze fat on the TV.
I have a kind of funny one. If we want to talk about maybe a funny one,
let me close the loop on this one thought, and then let's talk about a funny one. Okay. So we could definitely use a funny one at this point. So that is interesting because I don't know if this was an original thought because I feel like either somebody told this to me but it suddenly existed
in my
mind.
Has there ever been an original thought?
Has never been an original thought. But we have fucked with our own Darwinistic gene pools by making it, you know,
by changing the rules.
And I don't mean this in a crass way because this is like, I think this is, we're talking about moral dilemmas. This is in itself a moral dilemma, but things like Down syndrome, autism, bad allergies, like really yeah. fucked up bad allergies. Like, we have made ways for those people to continue living.
We should let them die.
We should let them die.
I mean,
we shouldn't let them die because that sounds
awful.
I'm
speaking like a scientist, not a human.
But in terms of what you're saying about golden retrievers, the answer isn't killing gene pools. The answer is letting the natural selection fix those things, but we have stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody is born with a disease that literally would have killed them within 4 days,
like
back in the older days,
invented ways to keep them alive.
Keep them alive for the rest of their lives, right? So I think that is an interesting
dilemma
in itself, because now we are at this point where,
like, is healthcare moral?
Is healthcare moral?
And it's a fact, because even something like, I have a cousin who has insane allergies, right? And I would never, I mean, he's super bright. He's like one of my best friends, right?
Yeah.
But he, you know, if you would think a natural selection, like,
what's his name?
John, Matt.
John or Matt?
Well, I have two cousins.
John
one
or
is
Matt.
John, one is Matt.
Your cousin, it's your dad.
Thinks you should die.
No, but it's interesting, though, when you think about some of these innocuous allergies now.
Yeah.
Like, if they would, like, something like an EpiPen.
So interesting.
May have fucked up the natural selection cycle.
It has. Nature is self-regulating.
Exactly.
So, like, even if a deer breaks its leg, like,
right.
You know, well, like, I'm sorry, it thins the herd. That's
right,
how nature works. But humans don't do that for
we
better or for worse.
Anymore,
like,
yeah.
It's
especially
empathy.
Especially now, we don't thin the herd. Like, the peanut allergy is a good example. People got really sensitive about peanut allergies. So
right.
Everyone started pulling peanuts. And so then kids didn't have exposure to peanuts, and then more allergies created, yeah. Right?
Well, that's what happens to antibiotics.
That's when I had a kid, I just started rubbing peanut butter on his face. Because I'm like, you're not going to have to deal with
you're
this.
You're never going to have to deal with this.
All right, Charlie, it's spider day. You're never having an allergy to spiders, buddy.
Get me a snake pit, pal. Let's get you trained up.
I'm just being a good parent.
Yeah, I vax my own way, okay? Yeah. I do my own thing in the
pro-vaxxer, but in like the most intense Ooh. Sense of the word.
Yeah, it's What's more of today? Like a training
Ooh.
Camp.
Pet dander. Ooh, this is gonna be. This is gonna be strange.
Just put them in a room with a bunch of feral cats.
Yeah,
I love the Matrix. I saw Neo get all those training programs, yeah. And I'm like.
But that's so. That's a bigger moral dilemma that I think is an interesting one that we all.
Yeah.
I don't think it really even helps to overly indulge that thought because it's like we're so far gone that it's
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
And you know, you will become a psychopath if you go, well, natural selection's not doing its job, so yeah. I'm just going to let people die. Right?
Yeah. And then, like, you can pretty much amplify any one of these dilemmas to the totally. Point where it's like, okay, no. Like, yeah. the one with, yeah, like, exactly. suffering and death, like the bayonet versus the nuclear bomb. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, suffering's worse. But then there's a question here that's like, okay, if suffering's worse, then would you make the decision to end the human race to prevent all net suffering of future generations?
Right. You're like,
and it's like, no.
Yeah.
But also, like, suffering's worse.
Yeah. Well, that's
but it's not.
But that's why moral objectivity doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
It's like,
it's
that's
scalable.
Why. Yeah, it's scalable and it's fascinating.
This is a really dark one, which we don't have to get into, but I'll just read it.
I love dark ones.
Is it ethical to rape someone in a coma if it's the only way they can wake up? I'm like, I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to be in that position.
That is really interesting because it takes away.
And just to add some spice to it, the person in a coma's got the answer to. You know, the cure for cancer.
Oh, right. My God.
Well, then you got it.
Then you
and
got
it's
it.
Way
okay,
more
fine.
Personal than murder.
It's just somebody right. who's, like, pretty nice.
Somebody who you think...
it's like a mother.
They were
what if
like,
it is your mother?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You get your friend Sal
that.
To do it.
No. Oh.
Hey, Sal, you want to make $20 the hard way?
Holy crap. That is horrifying.
What if... How about this? Let's add another variable. I like this game of inventing our own moral
yeah.
laws. So
what if you were the one
the
in
rape,
a coma?
Well, the rape... Well, sounds fun.
Just spread them.
I'd be like, yeah. go for spread, it, I guess. Spread.
I mean, you're not going to remember.
Yeah. So let's say the rape dilemma, but the person that is to be raped, who is in coma...
The rapee?
The rapee has a Powerball ticket. And you know it's a winner... But it's either, if it could be $5 or it could be $1 million.
Holy Ooh. Shit.
Let's just up it to 5,000 to 100,000. Like, it's going to be pretty good change.
Well, let's say it's 20 to 100,000.
Okay.
It's oh, funny man. When you're like, it's only one of two options.
It's either 20
you
or
either are raping somebody in a coma for $20.
Oh, yeah. my God.
Or you're raping
That's
somebody in a coma
That's
for... $1 million.
In both,
I'll take
like,
the 20.
I feel like obviously morally, like you, that's wrong. But what if you're using the money to help people? Then
okay.
is it worth it?
I was gonna bring this one up earlier, but yeah, what if you're who's the most obnoxious money and NGO person on TV? I don't know whoever raises money for the right. kids with the flies in their eyes.
Yeah,
yep.
that person, right?
Celine Dion.
She
did the animal song, right?
Oh, that was Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan.
Can you sing it? Does anybody know it?
That's it.
That's yeah. pretty much
that's
it.
That's a pretty
so,
good accent.
Wipe your tears, audience.
You should get into voiceovers.
I've got a beautiful voice. I sound like Shakira.
You do. You sound a lot like Shakira, even though you were doing an impression of Sarah.
This is a good one. This is
well. Hold on. Let's close the loop here.
So,
I'm gonna. Sorry
yeah,
to cut
I mean,
you off.
Could you,
I'm just close
I mean, if
it.
That's okay. If because there was another post earlier that was, you know, for a $1 billion or whatever the amount is, a lot of money, would you kill one person?
Ooh.
And if you were the Sarah McLachlan, and the person's like a person mid part of their life, they have a career trajectory, maybe they don't have a family yet, but they're going to.
Right.
Yeah.
They're on their, they're not some, you know, basement dweller.
Neckbeard, incel.
Or if you kill them, you get your money, and it's almost like this rape thing. If you rape them, you get to wake them up, and then it will cause good for a lot of other people.
Right.
Do you do it? You yeah. have to live with it. This is what I would do. Kill them, get the money, give it to my moral assistant, and then I kill myself in the face.
I don't think
close
that loop.
Yeah, you're like, boom, done.
I wouldn't kill myself. I think I would just
get
I would
get a Donzi.
Well, yes, as long as I mean, I think if the benefit of my action was for others, and it was like presented in the way that we are presenting it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would do it, and then would just like wipe my hands clean and be like, that sucked, but everybody's better off for it.
Yeah,
I have to live with it, but it's my burden to bear. So I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
right?
I agree with you.
That's like what a politician does. I think you have to.
100%.
You have to make one of life is a series of yes or no's.
Right.
And you weigh the options. You make the best one for most people, and you walk away. That's at least
how it should work.
I mean, I'm
you're
going to
screw a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable holding on to. Like harbinging the bad of whatever my action is.
But we have a leader on our hands, guys.
We have a leader on our hands. But I'm not. I think this is where the murderer and stuff come. Yeah,
David.
We have another. We have new age David Koresh in the room right now.
Oh hell yeah!
Guys, gonna save everybody.
Good.
But I think if I'm in this situation, if I was the rapist, right, of this person in coma, and it was like the person in coma kind of wakes up and they go, "What the fuck happened? Did you rape me? I feel fine. Moving on, right?
But I'm going to press charges.
I'm just glad I'm out of a coma, right? If they're going to press charges...
You don't know, but it could happen. There's video cameras everywhere
but
now,
again,
man.
But again,
you become like a necrophiliac. You're on... Well, like, look at this man raping a coma victim.
But
you're
think,
like, you don't understand. There was this...
You don't...
It was
it.
Reddit, and it was a podcast.
I was reading Reddit, and I could have made $1 billion here, okay? Yeah.
And I was told there was a Powerball. It was maybe $1 million or $20.
Yeah. And you believed it?
I didn't realize it was only $20.
Granted, the guy who told me about all this was just like a janitor, and he seemed a little bit on some of the pills.
Right. I mean, it's the vacuum, man.
Yeah.
It's like if there is a situation to where it's like...
There's a ripple.
I mean, but it's... You know, when we talk about the war situations or whatever, like, sometimes... Like, it's a lot easier... I guess what I'm saying is that having the accountability of kind of others who witness the situation will help, right? So, like, the nuclear bomb thing. If I'm, like, surrounded by my generals, I'm surrounded by other people, and we all collectively look at the situation and we go, this is going to be better for people... This is going to save a lot of people. This is going to be bad, but this is going to like this. These are all these other ancillary things that are really going to help. I think it's a lot easier to stomach the guilt of that, even though there is inevitably going to be guilt. So like if
you want to surround yourself with people that agree with you or.
Yeah. I mean, if in that situation, the rape situation where it's like no one will ever, it's like in 20 years, all the money will go to people. They'll never know you had anything to do with it. And you will just be known as a rapist for the rest of your life. I'd be like, no, I don't want to. No, that sounds fucking shitty, dude. Like, I know I'm going to help people, but like,
you'd sacrifice your own life.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
you'd have
like,
to sacrifice your reputation. And...
But also for like, no, yes, benefit in theory, but also part of the idea of benefit is that people recognize the sacrifice that was given.
Oh, so you want to get something out of it.
Well, I don't know if it's getting something out of it as much as like...
I think what makes it the dilemma harder is if you don't have that guarantee.
Well, if you don't have that guarantee...
Like, you know it would make someone better or help a situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
And that's what the dilemma is.
And that's where the dilemma comes. I mean, yeah, it's... I don't know. I feel like when you understand a sacrifice was made... It makes it easier, not even for the person who made the sacrifice, but for the recipient of the sacrifice,
right.
It makes what you've received more valuable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even if you fucking, like, if a homeless guy gives you a buck, you go, damn.
Holy
like,
shit.
This means a lot.
Yeah,
like,
wow.
Holy shit, right?
You flicked me a bean.
Right. But if it's dang. Like, if you find a dollar on the ground and you don't know that a homeless guy left it there because he saw somebody with a bad day walking up, and was like, this will make their day for them to find a buck on the ground, right? Then it almost becomes a negligible...
It's not necessarily
like,
seen as a benefit to that person.
Well,
because
I don't even think that person necessarily sees it as a benefit. So, and that's where it's even more complicated because like, then you see these weird ripples where it's like, cool, that person that just got that dollar might be like, well, I'm gonna go fucking buy a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know,
it's like the coma thing. Like, maybe the person in the coma never even knows how they were woken up.
Totally.
And it's like that. Then you're like, then maybe it's easier to make that decision in that case. Yeah. And then the opposite, if they would recognize your action is good, then it's harder.
Right.
I don't know.
It's a fucking crazy one. All right. So we talked about rape. Let's talk about some funny ones.
Let's talk about centaurs.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So what's the moral position of a centaur who has sex with horses?
We're talking raping comatose horses?
Like, can horses consent? Are centaurs considered more human than horse?
Oh, horses let you ride them.
Oh, I see the moral dilemma.
Yeah,
now.
It's like, I actually had a friend in college who didn't understand why bestiality was wrong, because he said if the animal didn't like it, it could just walk away. And I was like,
They've got four legs.
They're fucking animals.
That's two more legs than everybody else.
Here's the interesting thing
now.
Super
fast.
Imagine instead of a centaur having sex with horses, we're talking about a mentally capable person having sex with someone who is not capable of consenting. Right. Someone with Alzheimer's or someone who is extremely retarded. Like, excuse my use of the word retarded. I literally meant it.
Extremely retarded.
In the scientific term.
That's how it's supposed to be used.
That's how it's supposed to be used.
You're good.
But the term extremely retarded is just, you can't, it's inherently
you just
funny.
Heard it you in can't, a few years.
Yeah. You don't hear that term anymore.
No, you don't. Yeah.
But it makes not you enough. Wonder. It's like, could a person with Alzheimer's just walk away?
Well, not to take a funny one like centaurs and horses and turn it into a serious one on accident, but I think it might have been on this sub, or it might have been, I don't know how this came up, but I remember recently reading a similar question about Alzheimer's patients and their spouse.
Yes, it is on this one.
It is on this one. That's a fucking crazy, right? Like, when you think about is it moral to have sex with your spouse if they have Alzheimer's.
And in this case, a 78-year-old Iowa legislator was prosecuted for having sex with his wife because she was suffering from Alzheimer's.
He was prosecuted?
Prosecuted.
See, that's kind of fucked up.
Convicted?
But I guess it kind of depends on the details.
Prosecuting that person.
So
this story was not a story because no one wants to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's so confusing.
Yeah.
It's like,
the newsman's like at the end of the story, like,
Yeah, because that brings up an interesting question.
And the pumpkin parades next week.
Like, consent is everything. So, like, it is illegal for a husband to rape his wife. If she is mentally capable of consenting and she does not consent, he can't have sex with her. So, if someone is unable to consent, he can't have sex with them. But it is that right?
So let's get back to the centaurs then. So if the moral objective is consent, then that's not really a bestiality thing then, because this is where it becomes like the vacuum question, right? So Are centaurs also able to communicate with horses, or are they only able to communicate as people?
See, this is hard. So comment on here, basically, like, the situation here is you have to make a few assumptions because centaurs aren't real animals. So the assumptions this person makes is the life and decisions of centaurs have the same or similar moral weight as that of humans, unlike, say, the moral weight of a shark's decision.
Right.
Okay. Centaurs are or aren't a separate species from both humans and horses.
Right.
So I guess it depends on how you would make that assumption.
It'd be like, it's your dad sleeping with Cro-Magnon woman.
Right.
Now,
right.
This is interesting. This person makes the assumption that centaurs can communicate effectively with both horses and humans. In that sense, I would say go for it.
Right.
You can communicate with the horse and be like, let's get it on, Nelly.
Well, that's where the consent thing comes in.
If you can communicate with cats, like a lot of people I know can,
you have sex with them?
And you believe that you can... You might be a psychopath, but if you can justify it in your own head, can we prove that you can communicate?
And then, are animals capable of consent?
I mean, I almost
feel like... Do you think animals have souls?
Yeah, that's like...
Oh, so if they do, that means they can communicate.
Animals but my son Trevor does. So, my dog.
Trevor's got four legs.
My son Trevor.
And he's covered in hair.
I don't want to reveal that your son Trevor is actually a dog.
No,
he's
my son.
This going on.
You don't need to know anything about my life. He's my son. Make your own assumptions.
My son Trevor.
I think a horse can fuck a centaur, but a centaur can't fuck a horse.
Ooh.
I mean,
what if the centaur doesn't consent?
Because a centaur has horse bottom, and that's horse to horse.
Are we? Is that definitely the only way a centaur works? Because I was thinking centaur genus B. What? That's
there's
top part horse, bottom part human.
What's a minotaur?
A minotaur is
a bull
with human body.
So centaur is there a horse top, human bottom?
I would love now that version. Talking. That's like human legs, but horse arms still.
Just two
horse body.
Two little hooves in the front.
Because in which case, I think then it gets even more complicated. Because
it's sorry.
Because then it's a human pee going into a horse
mind
pee.
Into a whole new world,
or the opposite. Think, yeah.
Because this opens up the mermaid question,
right?
Now, do you have sex with a mermaid? Because they're HSF.
Yeah, they are.
That's true.
Now, but there's also
but they have fish genitalia.
There's a pescatar, which is fish fish top, woman bottom.
That's hot.
Now,
that's
would you?
There's a fetish.
Would you prefer
for everything.
Dating a mermaid with a woman top and a fish bottom, or a fish head and a female? Now,
like think of that, because I think in order to have sex with a fish bottom, you would have to just like ejaculate on that person's gland and hope that it like sucked up the sperm and like.
Yeah, is that how it works with fish reproduction?
I honestly don't know.
You have to get into a hot tub. And you have to ejaculate.
Chase it.
And then the sperm just go out into the water, and then she releases eggs. And hopefully
they kind of do their thing.
And you have to do that for hours and hours and hours, because...
Oh, my God.
I mean, you need to...
I mean, that kind of introduces the, are you a tits or an ass guy?
Yeah. That's
if you're,
so true.
If you're a mermaid... now we're getting to the meat of this pod. Yeah. The real moral dilemma.
Tits or ass?
Tits or ass? but then, I mean, mermaids are raccadocious.
I know.
Very mooch.
What's the point? Well, but then.
Yeah, no dongs.
But what if you could be, let's get into mermaids genus B.
Yes.
Like we did
pescators.
With pescatars. But if it was a mermaid and it was like a total merman, normal merman, like straight out of like a BOD fragrance commercial, but just a mermaid, right?
But no dong.
But with a dick. The dick and balls are exactly where
just
it would be.
A fish dick or man right dick. Out of a fish bottom.
A man dick on a fish bod.
Cool.
Ugh. I don't think mermen have the same appeal as mermaids.
Are you feeling it, Doug Boobs?
Nah,
you feeling that
I'm
going
to have to pass on that one.
Hey, Doug Boobs, you give me another slice of lasagna? My kiddie pool's drying up here.
That's a good one, though. Like, if a really hot, like, banging mermaid came up and had just, like, a vagina on the front of her fin, like, would you be like, okay, I guess, because of those tits?
You would have to live. You'd have to live in coastal cities. The real estate's crazy expensive.
Yeah,
it limits a lot of your options.
Or would you go for the ultimate butterface, which is like the most insanely banging bod you have ever seen in your life, but a giant fish head?
We're talking bass,
like
bass head,
a gulping, sucking up air bass face,
banging bod.
Well,
I mean, we've all encountered.
You don't even have to mention the banging bod. I'm into the bass face alone.
You can cover up the body and just look at the face if you want.
I think that's called
the opposite, right.
A bassa face instead of a butt. It didn't really work.
You could put a bag over its head. Face. I'm sure, though, she would be offended.
That's offensive, yeah.
The bass woman would be
I can't believe
offended.
You, of all people, would suggest you put a bag over a pescatar's face.
Dog Boobs only believes in humans. She does. It's a pescatar.
It's weird.
I don't care.
If it has a human, if it has a pet.
So you're saying
head,
you can rape pescatars. Consent is no longer a necessary thing.
Isn't that strange, though? Because I think that...
Isn't that strange, what I believe?
What I believe?
Yeah.
I think it's easier to say something with a human face has the ability to consent than something with an animal face, even if it has a human everything else.
That's a good, well, but I guess that's the mind.
Yeah.
So here's another, so let's tangle this web even further.
Let's go deeper.
So let's go, we're going centaur genus B. So, right, we're talking dog top half, or dog top half, horse top half. Don't know why dog got in that equation. Horse top half, human bottom half, but the brain is in the butt. So it's a person bottom.
So you have to fuck their mind first.
You have to fuck their mind, dude.
Think of that.
With poetry. With
poetry. Mm. So the mind
is technically human.
Is in the, is a human, but is not where a mind usually is. But the face and all the top half is animal.
Oh my God.
So it can consent in human terms, but it won't express it like a human would.
Right.
And it farts to express.
It farts to express. And go. Dog boobs.
I don't know what I choose. I don't. Honestly, here's the thing. I'm not attracted to animals in any way, okay. So I don't think I'd fuck any of these things.
All right. Are you kidding me?
So you're a hard no.
I'm a hard no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Llamas,
yeah,
are sexy.
I'm just not into it. I'm trying to think of, like, if anything would be attractive
any
in that
animal?
Situation. I think maybe minotaurs might be the most attractive
because
fantasy
bulls
thing.
Are really...
Because bulls already have, like, a masculine thing going
yeah,
on.
Very muscular.
What about the woman who was fucking the dolphin?
Oh, good
so,
question.
So, I mean, she spent so much time isolated with this dolphin.
And
those things are pretty
as smart as us.
Charming. They're cute.
Very charming.
They're very cute.
They can swim very yeah. well, which is which is attractive.
It's true. So true.
So, and then she ended up, and then the dolphin whipped its thing out.
Yeah.
And they did it
I
a
know.
Bunch of times for like a year until she got busted.
Was it wrong for her to get busted?
That's a relationship.
She went to jail, I think.
Got busted on.
What are you in for?
Right.
I was fucking my dolphin.
We live in such a puritanical society.
God. her kids, hypothetically, are pescatars.
Yeah.
Or mermaids.
Or mermaids. Yeah. We don't know.
Like the coolest mermaid, a porpoise person.
I mean,
poor people.
Poor people.
Poor people. Poor people. Poor people are just crosses between
porpoises
and
people. Holy shit. That's a great.
That is the word. Revelation of 2018.
You guys.
Guys, the word of the year. We're torn between oats and poor people.
But it's not what you think.
But not that poor people.
No,
we're talking about porpoises and people coming together.
The majestical creatures that populated Atlantis. Poor people. That's amazing. That's speaking of like the root of words, where does myrrh come from? It's not important, but I don't know.
That's the sea.
It is. Oh, mare.
Well, you would know if you live on a boat.
Mar, maybe. Mar, I think.
And
I don't
French.
Know. Latin, French, something.
Le mer.
Okay. Same. I have another one just to keep the train moving because that was a good one. But just to stay within the animals category, but a little more realistic. Growing animals like vegetables.
Oh,
moral or not. I mean, this is happening already. You know, if we could grow stock animals like cows, but remove a part of their brain that make them conscious and then raise them, you know, just for the purposes of slaughter and eating, is this more moral than...
Right.
I mean...
Because you're playing God, but at the same time, it decreases suffering.
Would you enjoy that burger just as much as you would enjoy... wild
I think
factory farm
I would
cow?
Until
or become, more.
I think it becomes really morally questionable to me if they start out a normal cow and they do
a
minimally invasive painless surgery to remove the ability to suffer.
That's not
then
what
I'd
I'm
be
saying.
Like what the fuck.
Saying we get a petri dish.
In this case I
and
would say I would go petri dish beef
100%. You're fine. You're cool with that.
Yeah.
I think I'm almost less cool with that than I am killing the I don't know, it seems,
but think
weird.
About it like this, like instead of just thinking about it like you wouldn't be killing cows anymore, like people who work in factory farm situations who are exposed to terrible conditions, like almost no money, really dangerous machinery, like employers who don't give a shit about their welfare,
so taking
those
away jobs.
People yeah, would be unemployed, but they wouldn't be suffering. They could technically get a job at the Petri factory.
Petri.
And they wouldn't be covered in manure.
I don't know if those people are suffering or not. I have no
idea. I read an article actually yesterday.
Suffering is also relative.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And it depends on the place. But I read an article the other day about, like, horrible conditions for employees at these places. And, like, one kid was, like, 14 and working at, like, a chicken factory and, like, lost his leg in a chicken coop thing. And it was just all about how, like, the
nice.
Conditions aren't great in a lot of these places.
But are the conditions great? I mean, that's
it's
another...
It's all suffering. Like, you...
Shitty jobs suck for
that's
reason.
That's another relative thing, though.
Yeah.
If you live in Los Angeles and your job is, like... You know, a low, like a junior designer in Hollywood where you have to, like, Harvey Weinstein's like, you either suck my dick or not get a promotion. What are you into? What are we going to do here? Like,
That's a good moral dilemma question.
Is that worse or better
exactly.
than working in a chicken farm?
Exactly.
For somebody who doesn't know any better than a chicken farm.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, what's the difference between
honest
Ivanka
work?
Or Donald Trump saying, if you get sexually harassed at work, just quit, and us saying, if you get injured in a chicken coop, just quit?
Totally.
It's like, what's the difference? It's that person's livelihood.
It's true.
Like, the employer is responsible. Or are they? I don't know.
The growing vegetables, or the growing animals, like vegetables things, made me think, if we get very, I think in the next 20 years, we will be doing this because we're already doing it.
Yeah.
So fast forward.
Right.
If we get very good at growing cattle, you know, 600-pound cattle, and we're eating it all the time, we're only one step away from doing it with humans and any animal we want. So any endangered species we want to bring back, we can. Okay, we need certain kinds of humans to do certain kinds of tasks that we don't want to do. So we grow them. They're missing a couple parts of their brain that make them like us.
Yeah.
So we kind of build a different class of human.
Right.
The
yeah.
dumber...
Right.
Sort of like dumber
right.
class, and then we can control them like a working population.
Wow.
Now in 150 years, 200 years, will we have levels of human being that are
right
elite, dumb, and then
super dumb.
Like, I mean, that's, I think this is
extremely retarded.
This is sort of extremely retarded. This is step one in that domino, right?
Yeah
totally.
Because it's almost like robosexuality.
So that's the ripple of this possible.
Yeah. Like, what's the difference between a, like, really realistic sex robot and a human that you've just, like, you just bred to not have...
The difference is robo... chicks are way better.
Yeah.
Way sexier.
Totally.
Way softer.
Entirely. Yeah.
Totally.
But the robo men are not better. So
leave much to be desired.
Still have a real big problem with that.
Too smooth.
Did we ever post the photo of that guy's balls just hanging out?
No, we need
to.
Oh
my God.
Oh my God.
That's so sexy.
That's my New Year's resolution is to
buy a robot.
Better our options for male sex robots. We deserve better options.
You do definitely deserve better options.
Like, the women are so smoking
and hot.
I'm sorry, the men are not.
Not a big incel women population, though. So,
yeah, that's
so I think
true.
That's the big difference.
Oh, that is a whole other fun tangent.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You guys don't grow neck beards like we do.
No. If we did, you know,
if
that'd
you did,
be another
you'd
story.
Have better options. So.
I wonder if women grew neck beards instead of men, would we be the ones that were angry about never getting sex? Is it all about that big
maybe,
fat neck beard? I don't know.
Maybe they just don't make women's fedora sizes. So you're forced to,
yeah.
it's
women don't have enough, like, fat and anger around their head
yeah,
to fit into a fedora.
Yeah. You have the biggest part of the patriarchal problem is the fact that we only make men's sizes in fedoras.
Yeah, totally.
And so women are happier and more well-adjusted.
I wonder what I would imagine, like, this is so off topic. I'm sorry, but I almost think pork pie hats are way grosser than fedoras.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which hats?
Pork pies.
Like, pork pie hats.
That is a controversial stance.
It's like...
Those felt hats that are popular right now?
They're like what Porky Pig wears, kind of.
Oh, those like training hats?
They're like mini little baby fedoras.
But they're not fedoras. They're a different hat.
Yeah, they're
entirely.
A different hat. It looks... It's kind of like the
Do you
the
know
Heisenberg
anybody
hat.
Who wears a pork pie hat?
No, but like... Look at that guy.
That's not a pork pie.
It's a different hat, and it's terrible.
It's a plaid pork pie.
I got a question.
Yeah, I mean,
they're very
similar. But those are, dude, those are like, if you,
anything
people who wear pork pies are like,
anyone
you're not,
who wears a brimmed hat, like, just come on.
Yeah, it's pretty
unless you're a
strange.
Cowboy, like, just give it a rest.
It's It's not for me.
I mean, unless you're in like in a steampunk carnival troupe.
Yeah.
In which you don't need to wear a brim hat.
You should be wearing
one. You
got to
be committed.
My dad, this is sad, but also kind of hilarious given this conversation. One of the last gifts my dad gave me before he died was a nice pork pie hat.
Oh, shit. Now I feel awful.
But I'm like,
you're such a dick.
I don't know when and how I'm going to wear it. I don't know. It's in my house and it's like a really nice hat. Yeah. I think it's like a Stetson or something.
Holy shit.
But like, I don't know how to incorporate it into my life.
You know, you just it might
start.
Be something.
I just gotta do it.
I think that what you
anime
should do
is the way you do it.
Yes.
Get into anime and then you'll start
wearing
it.
Find an anime character that wears that and then cosplay as that anime character you'll be the most popular dude there. But moral thing to do is hang it on your wall like a really beautiful accessory or a really beautiful work of art. And then when you're 65 and you're like, you know what? I'm feeling eccentric. I feel like an old man who's going to wear a hat. Then you take it off your wall and you start wearing it.
Or get a mannequin.
But at that point, they're going to be smart fedoras and smart pork pies. And I'm going to have to upgrade my fucking pork pie for my dad. I know. Smart fedoras, dude.
You have to retrofit your Stetson. That's so hard.
Are we getting close to Rogan time here?
Yeah, I got a moral question for you.
Okay.
You work at Tesla. You're a programmer. Self-driving cars have become commonplace. We're 15 years in the future. Now, you're on a one-lane highway and you're driving through a tunnel. You're cruising along. Your car's full of you and your buddies. Slumberfest Bros. 69.
Slumberfest Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's in there. You guys are crushing Mountain Dew Red. Eating Funyuns.
Code Red, goddammit.
Eating Funyuns. Having a great time. Listening to Billy Joel.
All right.
And then a kid runs out in front of your car.
Ooh,
like,
this is
into
the classic,
highway.
Classic dilemma.
Now, you're self-driving car, right? You're not driving.
Right.
But you're a programmer for Tesla. You have to program the response to this.
Oh, yeah.
This is a future question.
Yeah. This is a now question.
Yeah. So if the kid's probably too close because you're driving too fast. If you slam on the brakes, you're probably going to hit him and kill him.
Right.
Or your car could swerve into the wall, crashing into the wall, potentially killing everybody in the car.
Fuck.
As a programmer, what's your response? And this is something that's happening now, I think. You have to code that.
Copter car.
Copter
car.
Will you be liable for these deaths in the future too?
Right.
I don't know.
So this introduces did you get this from the sub or are you talking about
This is a sub question.
Because this is a really popular this is probably the most
this
popular.
This was posted by one of my favorite usernames ever, 790-37662.
Oh,
cool.
My God.
Nice.
Right.
Love
on.
Him. Her. It.
It. They.
Yeah, they.
Love they.
Love
by
they.
The way, I think that, do we want a gold centaur?
Oh,
yeah. We got a gold centaur.
That's a good one.
That introduced some interesting questions.
Who was that? Sorry, I know we're...
No, we gotta get back to Gildan, man.
Yeah.
We were into that for a while.
Great username here, GHYTRF.
Oh, love him.
Done.
Yeeturf.
Great job, Yeeturf Day.
So that the Tesla thing is an interesting question. So I think my gut response is you program rules of the road that are kind of objective, researched, well documented rules. Like based on stop signs, based on all that shit. And then everybody needs to be aware of how that fucking car works.
Mm.
So that if that kid runs out on the road, be like, bro, like you don't run into a trash compactor. So like don't run in front of a fucking Tesla, right? Like you're going to get killed, right?
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Finish your thought.
So the top post of all time on Moral Dilemmas is kind of this very mundane question, but it also kind of introduces a similar concept in terms of where to distribute guilt. So it's a man with a deadly allergy to onions orders a hamburger in a restaurant, hold the onions, right? And then he tells the server with extreme, like he's like, I will die if there are onions on this. You have to make sure that there are no onions. And then he tells the chef, he goes, this guy's really allergic to onions.
And the chef
don't put onions on the burger, and then the chef fucks up and puts onions on the burger. And then whose fault is the fact that that guy died, right?
Because he didn't check his burger. The waiter exactly. didn't check the burger.
Exactly. So so my opinion, I think this is the top
post. I thought you were going to say that the guy who ordered it killed the chef's parents.
I totally thought that's okay? what you were going
to say. Oh, yeah.
And so, he's like,
whose fault is it, right? Yeah.
This is my chance.
So the guy dies, and then there's a big question of, like, who's at fault? Is it the middleman? Is it the man who made it? Or is it the guy who bought it? My answer would be the guy who bought it, because he lives in a situation, he lives in a world where his life is predicated on other people's decisions. He has to be in control of the final step in the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to. So I think for me with the Tesla, it's like, it's not Tesla's fault that somebody walks in front of a fucking
they
car.
Broke the yeah. law.
They broke the law, or even just like, you
kid?
Need to be aware.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with...
sorry, kid.
The thing
you're
about,
dead.
The yeah, thing about that situation, too, is like, we're already in that world, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're walking across the street when the light is green, you're like, that's not their fucking problem. They're just going by the rules. You're the one who's the idiot walking across the street right now.
Yeah.
This is why I was thinking about this the other day. You know when people jaywalk, right. like, across a busy street, and they make it, it's clear, and you're driving, and the... Right before they get to safety side of the white line, those last two or three steps, they slow down and they walk them.
Totally.
They're like, oh, I'm there 97% right. of the way. And then they always walk like those last two, three steps. Then
and
you kind of
like,
want to hit them.
You little bitch.
Because you can.
Because you're like, I don't know what you're
doing.
I can
legally run you over.
They're being petty.
But it cuts it close. I'm like, you run to the fucking sidewalk. Then you
yeah.
slow down. You don't just
no.
casually walk that rest of the line.
Same with like, don't take the fucking hypotenuse to get to the other side of the road. Don't walk diagonally.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
walk
true.
Across. Take the quickest way for me.
Good,
come on.
Good use of hypotenuse.
That
way
was
bring
a
that
really
back.
Good use.
Yeah. I didn't even remember. I knew. I remembered.
A squared plus B squared
equals
C. Squared.
Pythagorean
that's
theorem.
That's the Pythagorean theorem, y'all.
Yeah.
Math.
I don't know.
Pythagorean oats.
I use
word
that
of the year.
All the time now, math. I'm constantly using it. I'm so glad I spent so much time learning it.
Oh, me too. Calculus.
I feel your sarcasm.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because here's this person's take on the self-driving car thing is interesting. It's like the job of the car is to protect the people in the car. Otherwise,
right.
no one's going to buy it.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm like,
true.
That's true.
That's also true.
That's true. Like, if you're, but then it brings up it, like morality and ethics when it comes to private businesses, which is kind of what's going on with Twitter right now.
Right.
And our wonderful president threatening nuclear war on the world.
Nice.
It's like, is a private company responsible for right. how people use it? Is
Facebook
it,
had that with the Russian hacks and all stuff.
Right.
Like, are they
exactly.
responsible for all that stuff? That's a different. Hold on, one more about the Tesla
yeah,
thing
yeah.
before we go down that rabbit hole, because I don't know if we have time.
I don't even know if we
but
do.
If
yeah.
if a Tesla were to swerve and out of your
right.
way, and if you were in the street, what would stop me from walking through traffic all the time and
totally.
Watching 25 Teslas smash into the wall?
Yeah.
And be like, I'm unstoppable. I'm fucking God Almighty.
Right.
Blah. So I think
yeah.
you can't. That's,
well, the way
people would
I
use
mean,
it against the Tesla eventually.
Mm-hmm.
People would use it against
the
Tesla. The
terrorists.
Yeah. I mean, that would literally happen.
If you,
I think,
you could like guarantee a Tesla to swerve into a wall and kill the people in the car.
Oh, yeah.
I could just go.
Totally.
Without killing people, kill people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we will always trick objective situations into acting on our behalf, right? That's just kind of how people are. They see something and they see the rules and they go, I know how to manipulate that, right?
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I mean, I think in the triage question, it's always difficult because that's where you get into these weird questions where it's like, do you swerve and hit four people or do you keep going... And or do you swerve into a wall with four people in the car or do you keep going and hit one? It's
yeah.
like it's really hard to deal with those questions, but I think they're realistic questions. And I think we all have to be responsible for our fucking selves. So if you are allergic to peanuts, don't go to a goddamn Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. Right.
Yeah.
Man,
like,
they make
you,
a good peanut sauce.
And you can't
it's gonna
blame
get over
the Thai restaurant if they serve you something with peanuts. That's how their fucking food is made.
Yeah.
Right. So
I agree with you.
It's your responsibility to find out if like the conditions are even possible to create something without being contaminated
exactly.
by your allergy.
So it's, you know, in the situation of like the Tesla or whatever, it's like, you know, you if you're crossing the street when you shouldn't be, if Tesla malfunctions and it's like goes on the sidewalk and hits a guy, that's a different situation, right?
Yeah.
If there are four people crossing the street at the same time and Tesla has to swerve onto the sidewalk to dodge those people and ends up hitting a person, I still think it's Tesla's obligation to follow the rules mandated by the laws.
We have to start from a set of rules or else where right. are you?
And then I think that's kind of where we go. I think if 15 people walk out in front of a Tesla and like they're all protesting some shit, it's like... it's not Tesla's fault that car doesn't stop.
How often
they're
are you
the
in
ones
this situation
that are fucking it up.
Yeah.
When you get to a four-way stop sign, especially where we live near the beach and there's a ton of people on bikes, and they run the stop sign and it's my turn to go and they break the law.
Right.
And I almost hit them.
Right.
And everyone's like, "You're a dick, man." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm right. following the rules."
Right.
And you're breaking them, even though you're on a bike and I'm in a car, you're kind of being stupid.
Yeah. Right.
And it sounds like I'm a dick, but if we don't go by a set of rules, right. what else do we have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I going by the biker code of no, like, it's chill, totally. Bro. I got a Rasta beanie on. Right. Let me go. I never stop because I just cruise.
Right.
Like, where are those laws, dude? I don't. Yeah. So, there's a lot of questions.
I love this sub. It's a great sub. It might be one of my faves.
This introduced really good ones. All right. So we got to wrap this one up.
Said a couple randos.
Yeah.
We're in Rogan time. Welcome to 2018,
yes.
guys. This is a good one to start off. I feel like we're in the age of philosophy right now, of new philosophy, and I think that I think that these kind of questions are going to become increasingly
2017
important.
Was like a violent shake to everyone's
oh,
brain.
Man.
Yeah,
wake up, start thinking.
And now
make
we all have
decisions.
Shaken baby syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Dude, I just
and fetal alcohol syndrome.
I just landed. I just randomed on like a fucking gold mine. I don't know how I did this. And I actually met the subs for Los Angeles, or I met the mods for Los Angeles the other day, which I thought was like,
right on.
It was like meeting celebrities. So
at the Reddit Christmas party.
Shout out Reddit Christmas party. So I think at some point I'm gonna have them on. But I just landed on California politics.
Whoa!
As a random, and where we live in California, and things are hot and heavy with politics right now. So, top post right now, California again ranks as the nation's most humane state, while the Dakotas, Mississippi, at the bottom of the list.
Mm.
Shout out Dakotas, Mississippi.
Super interesting.
Number two, and this literally came out 31 minutes ago, and it's a big deal. Hmm. Sessions is rescinding Obama-era directives for feds to back off marijuana enforcement in states with legal pot. What a fucking idiot that guy.
Keep the private prison system running.
I know. So, Sessions, Jeff Sessions, fudge off, dude.
Literally want to pour acid into his Keebler Elf home. Okay. Little fucking
we
bitch.
We should get into hemp, man. I just keep hearing good things about how great the products are.
Let's do it.
Let's get into hemp, dude.
I don't know. Everyone, Joe Rogan's all about it.
Let's
so I'm
sell
like, whatever
hemp,
Joe Rogan
hemp,
does.
Hemp t-shirts on digireddit.com.
I just found the coolest random myself. Right. It's called Disney Vacation.
Ooh.
And it's,
oh, I love
amazing.
Disney Vacation.
It has nothing to do with Disney. It's all the weirdest, terrifying, horrible illustrations from WikiHow.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That's
awful.
Hilarious.
So we'll post some of that stuff on Facebook because they're all visual.
It's super visual, but it's a really funny one.
I got a pretty interesting one. Social anxiety.
Ooh, I need that.
Which I think could be an interesting sub.
Does it just,
to go into.
Are they I'd posts that make
that
people feel social anxiety, or is it
a support group
for social anxiety?
I think it's a support group
and, like, coping.
And conversations and coping.
I love
I
that
like
idea
it.
Of it's just posts and be like, okay, you walk into a room. You don't know anybody there, and the door locks behind you.
And your pants are down.
And your pants are down.
What do you do?
Yeah.
And, are you awkward?
And 2 seconds later, 2 seconds before, you just sharted. Yeah.
Okay, go. Do you feel awkward? Yes.
All right, cool. All right, so that was Moral Dilemmas. I really like this one. This is a perfect one to start off the year, and I think I am excited about more like this. I think we're at our best when we can propose new ideas instead of just regurgitating old ones. So, shout out to Ho for Show. He did not suggest this one. He suggested a different one we're probably going to get to next week.
Yep.
But
shout out to GHYTRF for giving us that awesome centaur question.
Yeah. And check out the Patreon page if you want to contribute. Fucking sick. If you don't, okay. Whatever.
Cool. whatever.
And we're going to have a lot more coming your way. So send us a note if you want. Hi at digireddit.com. Our respective usernames at reddit.com. Facebook, Twitter, subscribe.
Digireddit.com, the
website.
Et cetera.
which it is up right now, right?
It's gonna be
and
live.
It looks pretty cool.
We're on the way. So all right,
it's live.
Until next time,
what's up?
We are Did You Reddit, a podcast about the internet, but way of Reddit, front page of the internet. Goodbye.
Bye.